let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlokes whether avdikim are karkoi domi, avdikim metalpli domi, whether slaves are considered like land or like movable possessions. The Gemara now says perhaps this is a machlokes tanoim. The Mishnah Masechet Kedushin says nechasim she'in lemachrayis niknim im nechasim she'esh lemachrayis bekesef b'shtar ubechazaka. The kinyan used to acquire land, whether money, a document, or a chazaka, an act of ownership, can simultaneously also acquire movable items. This is known as kinyan agav and is derived from the pasuk v'yitn lem aviyem matonis rabis lekesef v'lezav ulemigdonis im ori mitzuris b'Yehuda. They acquired many items of value together with fortified cities. The Gemara cites a braisa which discusses how this principle applies to various items. Karkoyis umetatlin, if he's buying land and movable objects, hechzebukarka konametatlin, a kinyan on the land acquires the objects as well. Metatlin like on the karka, but a kinyan on the objects does not acquire the land. On the other hand, avodim umetatlin, if he's buying slaves and movable objects, hechzik ba'avodim like konametatlin, bimetatlin like konavodim, a kinyan on either the slaves or the objects does not acquire the other. However, another braisa states, hechzik ba'avodim konametatlin, a kinyan in the slave does acquire the objects. David, the Gemara suggests that this is actually a machlokes. The second braisa holds avodim kimikarkoi, slaves are considered like land, and so they can be used for kinyan agav. And the first braisa holds avodim kimetatli, slaves are like movable objects, and so they cannot be used for kinyan agav. The Gemara suggests two alternate explanations of this machlokes. The kule alma avodim kimikarkoi all agree that slaves are considered land, and therefore the second braisa holds konametatlin. Nevertheless, the first braisa holds loikon metatlin because be'inan karka dumi de'ar mitzuris b'yehuda de'loi 90. The halach of kinyan agav applies only to property that does not move, similar to the fortress cities mentioned in the pasuk. However, the second braisa holds le'be'inan karka de'loi 90. The halach of kinyan agav applies to all property that is halachically considered land, even if they move. The kula alma avadim kimetaltli all agree that slaves are considered movable objects, and therefore the first braisa holds loy konametatlin. However, the second braisa, which says konametatlin, is discussing ba'oidin olav bekafis. The objects are being held by a bound slave who is therefore considered his own as chatzer, and the metatlin are acquired through kinyan chatzer. The braisa lists further applications of kinyan agav. Machar le'avadim bekarkois, someone is buying both slaves and land. Hechzik ba'avodim, lekona karkois. Bekarkois, lekona avodim. A kinyan on either the slave or the land does not acquire the other. However, another braisa states, hechzik bekarka kona avodim. A kinyan on the land does acquire the slaves. The Gemara explains that the second braisa either holds avdikim metatli, and they can be acquired by kinyan agav, or avdikim bekarkoi, and they can be acquired according to the principle of Shmuel, who states, a kinyan on one plot of land is effective for another, even if they are not adjacent. Nevertheless, the first braisa says loikana because ein aimdim mitaycha, the slaves are not physically on the land, and just as b'metaltli denaydi b'inan tziburin, objects that move about can only be acquired by kinyan agav if they are actually on the land, so too shani karka denaydi, slaves, although halachically considered karka, but since they move about, they can only be acquired by a kinyan in the field if they are on the field. On the other hand, the second braisa, which says kana, must be discussing a case of oim de metaycha, where the slaves are physically in the field. The Gemara now returns to explain the Mishnah on Daf Tes. Nechasim she'in behen me'ila. One is only liable for damages of property that is not subject to the halacha of me'ila, unlawfully benefiting from hekdesh. The Gemara infers, ha mikdesh kachi. However, one is liable for property that is not subject to me'ila, even if it is sanctified. This must refer to kachim kalim. Rabbi Yossi holds that an animal of kachim with a lesser degree of sanctity, such as a carbon shlamim, is still considered its own as personal property. Therefore, it is shayri'ehu, and he is liable for damages. He derives this from the pasuk u'mol u'mol b'Hashem. This pasuk refers to one who swore falsely to deny a monetary claim, and then admits it. He is obligated to bring a carbon ashram called Asham Gizelis and pay the claimant Karen Duchaymish, the principal plus an additional fifth of the amount. This applies only to the denial of privately held property. However, this pasuk teaches that this applies to certain sanctified objects as well, namely Kachim Kalam, apparently because it is Mamon Bailam. However, the Gemara explains Kiyam Rabbi Yisek Lili Michayim. Rabbi Yossi's opinion that kachim kala mamon bailamu is only while they are still alive. Balachar shchita mishulchan gevay kazachu. After they have been sacrificed, Rabbi Yossi agrees that both the onus and the kohen's portion are mamon gevaya. It belongs to hakdash. Devam a kadosh bechelkoi b'makachim kachim b'makachim kalam in the mukadeshes. One cannot use his portion of kachim, even kachim kalam, to perform kedushin because it is not considered mamonoi, his personal possession. The Gemara now proves another exception to Rabbi Yossi's principle from a Mishnah Masechtas Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Yossi's opinion that kachim kalam mamon bailamu applies only to shlamim mechayim or similar karbanis which the owner was makdish. However, a bechor mechayim is not mamon bailam, but mamon gevaya, even mechayim, because shani matnes kahuna dechi kazochu mishulchan gevaya kazochu. The Mishnah there states, bechor meichon oisei tam chai, ubalmum chai v'shachet. An unblemished firstborn animal can be sold only alive, but not once slaughtered, and a blemished bechor can be sold both alive and even slaughtered. Umekachin b'yisei isha, and it is considered his possession and can be used for kedushin. Now, regarding a bechor tam, Reb Nachman differentiated and said, "Loi shon el bechor bizman hazeh, the kivin de lechaz la'akrava islo lekanim zchiya begavayu." This Mishnah considers a bechor tam, the private property of the kahanim, only nowadays when there is no Beis HaMikdash and it's not destined to be sacrificed. Al bizman she Beis HaMikdash kayim, the chazi la'akrava loi. But when the Beis HaMikdash stood, it was not his possession mechayim, since it was meant to be sacrificed. Obviously, because shani matnas kahuna, dechi kazochu mishulchan gavoyu kazochu. Beis HaGlili agrees that a bechor mechayim, which is one of the gifts granted the kahanim, is not private property and they only referred to karbon shlamim. Alternately, the Mishnah is discussing a bechor b'chutz la'aretz, a bechor outside of Eretz Yisrael, even bizman habayis. V'alib de Reb Shimon de Amma imbo tamim yikrivu imbo in l'kezchil oloi. Reb Shimon says that while they are accepted as sacrifices, it is preferable that they are not brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, they are not intended for sacrifices and are private property. We must go back for a moment and explain that a bechor tam shachut cannot be sold because it's aser b'hanah since it is shchut echutz. The Gemara continues discussing the opinion of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili in the next daf.